I am interviewing two people on how education is a boundary in their life. Growing up, were there any expectations based on your race?
I guess the first expectation is that Asian people are supposed to be really smart. This was like an expectation mostly filled by my parents.
There were some expectations considering being an Asian American. Coming from a second generation family, it is expected for us to do well in school since we were given the opportunity. So I was expected to get good grades all the time, and like, I guess being a stereotypical Asian, I was supposed to be good at math and science, but those were actually my weakest subjects. So yeah, basically grade-wise, there was a lot of expectations.
I remember every time, if I got a 90 and above, then I was fine, that was expected of me. But if I got like an 89 and below, then I would be in trouble. Like, I remember she would always yell at me whenever I got an 89 or below, and I would get really nervous. So, which is why I tried to hide it for as long as I could until the end of the night. Yeah, it's mostly from my parents.
So, education was a requirement to do the things that you wanted to do?
Mm-hmm. Whenever I wanted to do anything fun, if I had gotten a bad grade, she would blame it on that. If I went out with my friends and I got a bad grade, she would blame it on that. My mom made me pretty competitive. It's really bad. Like, in school, she would always make me compare against my friends. If she felt like one of my grades was too low, she'd be like, okay, so how did your so-and-so friend do? And then she would compare with that. So if I had done not so well and my friend had done well, she would consider that, she would think that I had slacked off and I need to try harder. And part of it is just because, like, you know, Asian people feel like education is so important. Another part of it was just because we were poor. So my mom always felt that we couldn't afford my college tuition unless I worked really hard and gained scholarships. Which is why I remember during my summers, like in my 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, every single summer, I would hit the books. Like, I would study my butt off for the SATs. Every single morning, I'd wake up, study like 5 vocabulary words. On the weekends, I would do math problems. I would do readings. We never really did the classes because I didn't. One, it's a lot of money for the classes. And two, I felt like I was doing fine without them. So, yeah, it's just most of it was trying hard to, you know, gain scholarships for education.
How did it feel to be one of the first kids in the family entering high school and college?
It was scary. There was, like, nobody to look up to, so I couldn't go up to like one of my family members like, okay, so how do I prepare for SATs, or do you think I'm good enough to get into college, or oh, what do you think of my college essay? So I pretty much did everything for myself. I looked for scholarships, I applied to colleges, I signed up for the SATs, I followed up with all the schools to make sure I got in, I handled my financial aid. Like, my parents, they helped me, they tried to help me as best as they can. Like, they would ask their friends who had kids in college for help. But other than that, like, I researched the schools I wanted to go to. I wanted to be a pharmacist, so I researched all the pharmacy schools that was around. And I pretty much got into all of them. Actually, no, I did get into all of them. So, it's hard because my parents always like, well, you're the first one, you're supposed to be the role model. So if, like, I mess up, then they can look at me and say, well, Kim messed up, then I can mess up too. So that's why it's like I always try to set a high standard for everyone.
Was it mostly on your parents or was it on you?
I think at first it was mostly because of my parents. Because when I was younger, they were always pushing me. They were always like telling me you could do better, even though if I had like a 90, they would tell me I could have a 95. If I have a 95, they told me I could have 100. So they were always pushing me until I was about like 4th or 5th grade. And then I put like their external push became my internal push, and I was always just trying hard to do the best I can. Like in college, if I felt like I didn't do well enough, then I'm going to try harder on the next exam. Like right now, I'm studying off my butt off with all the hardest rotations for pharmacy school. And, well, I'm struggling, but I'm learning a lot. And it's because, well, you know what? I want to try my best. I want to take the hardest courses. I want to learn as much as I can. And I want to succeed.
So basically, it all started because of your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you feel that you can't have anything else but to do that?
At first it did. But now that my parents see that I'm almost in pharmacy school, they're actually a lot more relaxed about that. They've always been worried about like boys with me. So they've always said, oh, no boyfriends until you're like 18. And then once I hit 18, they're like, no boyfriends until you're 20. And when I hit 20, they're like, no boyfriends until you graduate. So that's one thing. And just like going out, hanging out with my friends, they were really strict with. They were just pretty overprotective with everything.
Can you say that education is like a culture in your family?
Yeah, I feel like in our family, if you look at where the money's spent in our family, it's mostly towards education. Like, I was always getting, like, A's in classes, and my parents still hired a tutor for me to make sure I do better in classes. If you look at our little cousins, like, they spend so, like, our aunts and uncles spend so much money for, like, their tutoring and just trying to make sure, like, they do well on the SATs, the standardized tests, to improve their writing skills.
Did you shy away from your tradition and culture?
Sometimes. I think when I was in kindergarten or first grade, I didn't really understand English, and that made it really difficult. And I felt that as I tried to learn more English and become better at my English, I've stopped speaking Vietnamese so much and stopped practicing. So that's one example of shying away from my culture. It's like,
let's say you were your own parent. Would your expectations be the same?
Well, if I was my own parent, I think my expectations would be the same. Just because, well, my parents really couldn't help me that much. Just because, well, they were both computer majors, so they didn't really understand that much about science and pharmacy. So I remember one time I asked my mom to help me with organic chemistry. She just gave me a textbook and said, go read that. I think when I have kids, though, my expectations are going to be higher of them just because I'll have a strong background in science. I'll be a pharmacist. So I would want to push my kids to be a doctor, be more successful than I am, because I feel like with each generation, you should be more successful.
Most things start because of your parents. Nature versus nurture. I think it's a lot of nurture.